Hi, good evening. My name is David. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. To make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, are you between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, over 65 years of age?
Between 30 and 39.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that we mentioned marijuana. We are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Do you think never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, daily?
Try once or twice.
Okay, would you say once or twice a year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Do you think never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, daily?
Maybe like once a month.
Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Do you think never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
I'd say like once a week.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substances used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know for each statement. I will also ask your opinion about most adults in your community. What do you think most of your adults in your community think? If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. The first statement says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Strongly agree.
Okay, the next statement says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
The next statement says, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done with the statement. They just repeated a little bit, but it's just little wording is different. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth under their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
We have three more statements to go. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Like maybe once a month.
Okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than marijuana prescribed by you by your doctor?
Never.
Okay. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
And now just a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I haven't seen anything about that.
Okay. And how would you describe yourself? Are you American, Indian, Asian, Black or African American, Hispanic, white?
I'm white.
Thank you. And this is the last question. As a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention, Education, and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to you on your behalf. We have three options. We have Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, and Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Forest Lake Family Pathways.
All right. Well, that is it on our survey. Thank you so much for your support in our community. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye.